940 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn. In Tel Aviv, people are reacting to word that Israel has agreed to a four-day ceasefire deal with Hamas for the release of some hostages. BBC correspondent Orla Guren is there.
This evening, we have seen people gathering here in the heart of Tel Aviv in a square that is full of pictures of the hostages, Israeli flags. There is in front of me a very long table which is set with empty places for all of those who are believed to be held hostage, 239 people. And we've had supporters of the families coming. They've been singing, they've been lighting candles, hoping this deal will go through.
More on that deal from CBS's Natalie Brand at the White House.
Israel says the government approved the outline of a plan that would initially free at least 50 hostages, women and children, over 4 days. During that time, Israel says a pause in the fighting will be held. It said the release of every additional 10 hostages will result in one additional day in the pause.
10 Americans are said to be among the more than 200 hostages taken in the October 7th attacks. U.S. officials are watching closely for possible violence here amid the conflict in the Middle East. Here's correspondent Catherine Herridge.
The New York State Intelligence Bulletin points to Israeli operations against Hamas, and specifically that the increase in civilian casualties raises the likelihood that violent extremist threat actors will seek to conduct attacks against targets in the West, with New York State being a focus.
Just days after an attempted coup, Sam Altman will return as CEO of OpenAI. The company just tweeted that it has an agreement in principle for him to return alongside a new board. The busiest travel day of the Thanksgiving week is here. CBS's Chris Van Cleve is at Newark Airport, where despite the big volume, things are running pretty smooth.
The airlines are actually operating very well, particularly given that you have some weather that has slowed down the arrival rates at some key airports across the country.
We are learning more about just how much crude oil spilled into the water when a pipeline leaked near the mouth of the Mississippi River. Kelly Denning is with the U.S. Coast Guard.
Initial engineering calculations indicated that a potential volume of crude oil that could have been released from the affected pipeline was 1.1 million gallons.
An exploding population of super pigs in Canada is threatening to spill into states like Minnesota, North Dakota, and Montana. The wild pigs are often crossbreeds. They're nicknamed super pigs because they can grow up to 400 pounds and run 30 miles per hour. And they say they are essentially uncontrollable. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/...
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refreshed.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court heard arguments Tuesday in a lawsuit challenging the state's legislative maps. Lawyer Mark Gaber, arguing for the petitioners, suggests Wisconsin's political boundaries are some of the most out of proportion in the United States.
This shocks people across the country who look at this map. This is like foreign to what redistricting looks like.
The court will decide whether Wisconsin's maps are drawn to the point of being unconstitutional. The opening weekend of the 9-day gun deer hunt in Wisconsin was slower than last year. The Department of Natural Resources says this year's opening weekend numbers were about 16% lower than last year. Wildlife officials blame mild weather. This year's season started several days earlier than last year's. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
It's the Packers and the Lions on Thanksgiving. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Detroit has hosted an NFL game on Thanksgiving since 1934. The tradition continues when the Lions face Green Bay, kickoff at 11:30 a.m. on CBS. 17 players on the Packers injury list, including rookie tight end Luke Musgrave, who had to be hospitalized with an abdominal injury after beating the Chargers on Sunday. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
He didn't say anything all game. You know, something came up and he'd been in the hospital.
NBA, big game for the Bucks. They lay their 5-game winning streak on the line when they take on Drew Holiday and the Celtics, 6:30 tonight in Boston. Giannis, interviewed on Bally Sports Wisconsin, asked about Chris Middleton, surpassing Sidney Moncrief for leading scorer in franchise history.
He's number four now. How cool is that for you?
It's really cool, but he's not catching me. He's not catching me. Got a long way to go.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. 30 overnight, under cloudy skies, winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Highs around 42 tomorrow, lots of sunshine. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 29. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 32 degrees.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
From the Civic Media Radio Network, moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
As so it goes. But where it's going, no one knows. Hello, Wisconsin!
Now, filling in for the new mom, here's Jane Matinere.
Good morning and welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. So happy you are joining us. Calvin's on the board, Greg Bach with me in studio, and you can always call in and or text at 844-967-2789, 844-96.
Party!
Thank you, Greg Bach. Lots of things coming up on today's show. Coming up at 10:33, Dave Zweifel is the editor emeritus of the Cap Times, which I check all the time, and he writes a lot of opinion columns, and we talked about this not too long ago, about the funding for the IRS and how much they have pulled in from really wealthy people who have been skirting paying their fair share in taxes.
We call them tax cheats.
We do call them tax cheats. So Dave's going to be joining us at 10:33 to talk about that. In the second hour, lots of fun things coming your way. He is one of the co-founders of The Onion and co-owner of a company called Pranko. Ryan Walther is going to join us. Pranko essentially sells what looks like, you know, like a game or a toy. It doesn't exist. they're all prank.
Like in an existential way, man.
Totally, man. Whoa. There's a bird feeder featuring a hot tub. So the birds can actually enjoy a hot tub while they're feeding. That doesn't actually exist, but that's what it says on the box. So if you're looking for some unusual Christmas gifts, you want to stick around and talk to Ryan Walther. Then at 11:33, and we told you about this yesterday, we're going to give you veto power, and you can veto any Thanksgiving side dish that should not be on the table, but you have to justify your reasoning.
Nothing is sacred.
Nope.
Nothing is taboo.
Nope.
If it's family history, too, if it's something we've never heard of, feel free to bring it in.
Absolutely.
It could be turkey. It could be that awful meat suspended in jello dish.
Cindy from Wausau texted yesterday. She has an issue with gravy.
Yes, Cindy. Please.
She was very adamant about being anti-gravy.
Call in, text Cindy. I want to know the gravy story. I want the gravy on the gravy.
The gravy on the gravy. That's coming up at 11:33. And 11:50, Waukesha Mayor Sean Riley will be joining us. They're having the memorial today, this afternoon, around 4:30 here in downtown Waukesha. The two-year anniversary of the parade attack.
Yes.
And so the mayor will be joining us to talk about that event. There will be some road closures as well around the Five Corners area, so keep that in mind.
Yes.
We're going to start off with tomorrow is going to be a real busy day on the road.
Absolutely.
Lots and lots of people will be traveling. AAA predicts that Wisconsin will see its third busiest Thanksgiving holiday travel period for on the road and setting a new record for air travel. This travel time runs tomorrow through Sunday. That's when most people are on the move. Over 960,000 Wisconsinites are expected to be driving for Thanksgiving. That's a lot of people.
Oh my gosh.
Lots and lots of people.
I mean, we're going to be driving, but not that. And thank God we're not driving tomorrow.
You're not driving tomorrow?
No, we're driving on Friday morning.
That should be better.
Yeah.
Yeah, that should be better.
Yeah.
This year, drivers, slightly lower gas prices. Gas prices have been coming down. The average gallon of gas in Wisconsin down from $3.23 a gallon last November to $3.14 a gallon. DOT says the busiest times to be on the roads will be tomorrow from 2 to 6 p.m., on Thursday from 11 to 3 p.m., and then on Friday, noon to 4, on Saturday, 3 to 5 p.m., on Saturday and Sunday.
Say Sunday again?
Sunday is from 3 to 5 p.m.
Perfect. Hopefully, yeah.
Hopefully you can avoid that.
Sunday, we're coming back from family gatherings with a new puppy.
I know. We're very, very excited.
Very excited about Maybell.
Also, and I've mentioned this before, and it really is a very useful website. It's 511wi.com. And that essentially pulls up a big map of Wisconsin and shows you where all of the accidents are, where all the road closures are. I'm looking at it now. There are 7 scattered around from Portage to Sun Prairie to Verona. We have some in Menominee. So before you hit the road, you may want to take a look at this just to see what's in your way and if there's going to be any closures or anything like that. Weather, I don't think, is going to be a problem, at least not in Wisconsin.
No. Another great app to have. We were talking about this earlier in the day on Pat's show. Todd's show. There's an app called Gas Buddy. If you're traveling, download Gas Buddy. Gas Buddy will tell you the cheapest gas prices around.
Right.
Because as they said on the show, there's nothing more frustrating than paying like $3.40 something and you're like 2 miles down the road, you see for $3.15. Yeah. So you can download the Gas Buddy, tell you where the cheapest gas is, and maybe save you a couple bucks while you're traveling.
And if you miss anything that we're talking about, you can find it all in the show notes.
Yeah.
After the show is over, we have links to everything. And
it's also a podcast, so listen to it later again, maybe. Yeah.
Absolutely. Also, a record 113,000 Wisconsinites are going to be traveling by plane this holiday weekend. And that's kind of bringing us back up to pre-pandemic levels.
Yeah.
Which is good. Apparently, airfares are slightly higher than they have been.
Yes.
Yeah. But that's the way it is.
Yeah.
Not stopping a lot of people.
I will say this, though, you know, like a lot of people out there will be like to shake their fist at the president and be like, gas prices are so high. It's because of you. So let's just take a moment to say, if that's the case, because it's not the case, he doesn't set the gas prices. Let's say thank you, Joe Biden, for such low gas prices. Good job, buddy. It was your birthday yesterday. Your gift to us, lower gas prices.
There you go. Also, speaking of traveling, this crossed on my Twitter feed this morning. It was an American Airlines flight, and a passenger, I believe it was at Miami International Airport, a passenger looking out the window saw the baggage handlers handling wheelchairs.
That's a generous term.
It is so shocking.
Yeah.
It honestly is so shocking. So there's a big ramp that they send the wheelchairs down, but it's not like it's a conveyor belt. They just shoot these wheelchairs down to the ramp.
Yep.
There's a big metal stop at the end.
Yep.
And the wheelchairs go flying over this. Wheelchairs are very expensive.
If you want to see the video clips, go to Asgo's Wisconsin on Twitter, or if you call it X, there is video of this happening. I mean, it is just terrible behavior. It's just being thrown down the ramp and it just smashes at the bottom and falls off. I mean, it's not good.
No, not good. And actually, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg commented on that and said that they will be investigating. But I know that this has been a longstanding problem for people who need assistance, for people who use wheelchairs, for people who use walkers, anything like that. The baggage handlers don't seem to handle very delicately.
No, they don't seem to have to care either. And there's all sorts of stories of them going through baggage or throwing stuff around. But, you know, all that aside, which is not good, and that's for a different day, but this specifically, handling the equipment of those who need it, especially electric equipment.
Yes.
What are you doing? What are you even doing?
844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Has this happened to you or someone that you know where your wheelchair has been severely damaged? I've even seen reports about people's walkers being damaged.
Yep.
In some instances, TSA wants to take away people's walking sticks.
Okay.
844-967-2789. Do you or someone you know, have they gone through this where their wheelchair has been damaged going through the airport? And I highly encourage you to find us on Twitter and take a look at that video, because it's going to blow your mind.
Yeah.
The amount, and I can't imagine that you can go back to the airport if they break your wheelchair. Are they just going to say, oh, you're right, it was bad on us.
I mean,
let's get you a new one.
I'll bet you any amount of money there are processes you can take in that, you know, filing claims with an airline. But from just my experience filing a claim, not for anything damaged, but just having a flight canceled to get part of my flight refunded.
Right.
It took a while. It took about a week in total. So I can only imagine with a piece of equipment that
you need to live.
Yeah. I mean, I can't imagine it's the easiest process to go through to say, hey, I brought this in good shape, and now it's, you know, it's missing stuff or it doesn't work anymore. And the only thing that came between me and this now was your employees.
Check it out. Find us on Twitter and take a look at this video. Share also your stories if this has happened to you or someone that you know. You've had a wheelchair damaged, a walker damaged. It's just shocking, the cavalier attitude that these guys have. And it must be so devastating, because I can't imagine everyone can afford to have a backup.
No.
Right? A backup wheelchair?
Especially if it's electric.
Oh my gosh, they're very expensive.
Yeah, they're very expensive and usually covered under insurance, and therefore that's another
claim you got to make.
Oh, forget that.
Cindy from Appleton is joining us on the line. Good morning, Cindy. Thank you so much for calling.
Well, I'm just wondering, where's the Americans for Disabilities Act and all of this? How come that, you know, those groups that protect those issues are not up in arms about this? I've never heard of this. I guess maybe they haven't either, but I think this is just shameful. But where are the people that support these kind of legislative or whatever kind of moves that are happening to people that are experiencing this?
That's a very good question, Cindy. And unfortunately, I don't have the answer for that. But if you look at this video, I find it hard to believe that with all our airports all around the country, that this is an isolated incident where they treat wheelchairs just so cavalierly.
And hopefully Secretary Buttigieg commenting will maybe
spur something along a little bit.
Like new policies, new ways of, you know, being able to I mean, when you watch the video, it's almost like they're playing a game.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He's not, this guy isn't trying to catch it. He just lets it go and it pops off the ramp and it rolls away.
Thank you so much for calling, Cindy. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can call and or text. If you are watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, you can also leave a message right there. We will see it. Do you know someone, or have you been affected by bad treatment by baggage handlers at airports regarding your wheelchairs or any other aids that you use? We will be right back. Stay with us. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin across the Civic Media Radio Network. We're the best friends.
The Shaw, WAUK.
The simple act of sharing gratitude is how Thanksgiving is described in the dictionary. But did you know the first official national holiday happened in 1789? It was declared by President George Washington following the creation of the new U.S. Constitution. Today, Thanksgiving means gratefulness for the harvest, your family, or a higher power. However you celebrate, all of us with your local Civic Media radio station wish you a wonderful holiday season. I'm Terry Barr.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
This is The Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matinere in for Kristen Bry. Greg Bach with me in studio. Calvin is on the board, and you can always check in at 844-967-2789. Shout out to all our listeners in Racine who are listening on WRJN and also in Oshkosh on WISS. Going to be busy, busy, busy the next couple of days for traveling, whether you're on the roadways or whether you are flying for the Thanksgiving holiday. And we were talking about this tweet that appeared on my timeline this morning. An American Airlines baggage handler, essentially two of them, one throwing this wheelchair down a ramp. The guy at the bottom does nothing to slow it down or stop it. And it hits this big metal stop at the bottom of this ramp and just goes flying off.
Mm-hmm.
And I can only imagine how much damage that causes.
Yeah. Yeah. Even if it doesn't break it, it's not good for it.
It certainly can't be good for it. If you want to check in, 844-967-2789, texter from the 773, infuriating. It's impossible to believe this is allowed. The caller is right, talking about Cindy from Appleton. The ADA should be involved. That video is horrifying. And if you want to take a look at the video, you can find it at As Goes Wisconsin on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
I know this has happened before.
Yeah.
I know that this is not an uncommon occurrence.
It's probably been happening for decades. And the fact that this person who posted it, who goes by the Twitter handle Defective Becca, my guess because she is someone who is affected by this, she says that they've been trying for ages to raise awareness
that this happens.
It's weird. I had no idea it happened, but the moment I saw it, I was like, oh.
I can see that
happening. Of course. Yeah.
I can see that happening. And I was looking for some other information about this morning, too, and that's why I brought up walkers. People's walkers have been damaged. People's, you know, motorized wheelchairs, non-motorized wheelchairs, and how devastating that has to be. And I also can't imagine that you can just get a new wheelchair in 2 days.
No.
Right?
I doubt. I mean,
depending upon how specialized it is for you.
If it's motorized, no way, probably. Unless, I mean, I don't have experience with this, but I have to believe that if your motorized wheelchair is damaged in such a way where it no longer works, it's going to take a while because those things are usually custom fitted.
Absolutely.
They're for specifically what the reason why you're sitting in that chair is for. So, yeah, you're kind of up a creek. And, I'm sure we're going to get apology messages from airports airlines and whatnot. It's like, yeah, too little, too late. You're doing it because you got caught. You didn't care about it before. Now, all of a sudden, you care about it because you got caught. Don't act like it didn't happen. You know it did.
Right, right. Because, again, I know this is not the first time that this has happened. But if you want to take a look at the video, absolutely check it out on our Twitter at Goes Wisconsin. Going back to driving, if you're going to be driving across Illinois, be careful. Because things are a little bit different in Illinois when it comes to speeding. Speeding tickets in Illinois significantly higher than here in Wisconsin. So if you get pulled over by a state patrol officer here in Wisconsin going 25 over the speed limit, you get a citation. In Illinois, that is a crime.
I think in Wisconsin, if you go over 20, well, I know this because I got pulled over once when I was younger, over 25 on a federal highway is an automatic suspension of your license.
Wow.
This was many years ago, but I doubt that they have changed this law. But yeah, in Wisconsin, if you go 25 over on a federal highway, like 94, you get pulled over, they can suspend your license for up to 10 days.
In Illinois, going at 26 to 34 miles an hour over the speed limits is a misdemeanor, punishable by up to 6 months in jail and a $1,500 fine. If you go 35 over the limit in Illinois, you can land in jail for a year.
I'm really surprised that more people in Illinois aren't in jail at this point, because I'm sorry. I know this is petty, but man, y'all from Illinois, the moment you hit that border, you are like in the DeLorean and Back to the Future trying to go back in time. Just down the road so fast.
And the other thing, too, driving in Illinois, and I used to drive to O'Hare pretty frequently when my husband was traveling for work. I have never seen a state patrol officer on that stretch from 94 down to O'Hare. Not one. Not in decades.
Yeah, I mean... Yeah, I don't know. I remember once driving with my buddy to Streamwood, Illinois, and as soon as we hit the border, he called me, goes, "Where are you?" And I literally said to him, like, "Look in your rearview mirror. You see that dot? That's me. Because you started doing 90 the moment you hit that border. Like, I just was like, you're gone." I'm like, "And I have to follow you. So please slow down."
If you're leading someone.
Yeah.
They should be able to keep up with you without, I don't know, breaking the law.
Exactly.
It does seem to be working in Illinois, and this is according to an article, by the way, in UpNorthNewsWI.com. Roughly 2,000 fewer drivers charged with aggravated speeding last year compared to 2019. And during that same time frame here in Wisconsin, the number of drivers caught going 100 miles an hour or over doubled.
Whew. Jane, have you ever gone 100 miles an hour in a car while driving? Not like a, really?
No. Okay.
I did it once and my car almost like fell to pieces.
Was it just started rattling?
Yeah. Yeah. I was on one of those long back, like not back roads, but like desert roads where you could see if there was a cop 10 miles down the road.
Right.
So I'm doing like 103 and it's like, this is not right.
That's a little disconcerting, I'm sure.
Yeah, I immediately stopped doing that. I never did it again.
I think the fastest I ever went was maybe 85.
Oh, that's freeway driving.
I don't think I've ever hit 90. Yeah. I'm too much of a chicken.
Well, you also don't need, unless you're an emergency, like you don't need to drive that fast. As I got older, I keep those two middle lanes on 94. Those are my friends. And I always just let people go around. I get out of their way.
Yes, go around me.
I do like five. I try to do five, no more than 10 over, but five over.
Yeah, five is cool.
Yeah.
Five is cool. All right, coming up, Dave Zweifel, who is the editor emeritus for the Cap Times. I highly encourage you to check it out, captimes.com. He wrote an editorial recently about the IRS and funding the IRS agents and what that has meant as far as collecting revenue. I kind of think that's a good thing. There's apparently people who think that is not a good thing. So we're going to kick that around. And then in the next hour at 11:06, Ryan Walther, I'm so excited to talk to him because he's one of the co-founders of The Onion that was based in Madison before it got all high and mighty and moved on.
Okay.
And he has co-founded a company called Pranko, which is pretty much the way it sounds. They sell prank gifts. And we're going to talk to him about some of the wonderful offerings they have this year for Christmas. If you have birthdays coming up, you're going to want to stick around for that. 11:33, you are given veto power to veto a Thanksgiving side dish from your table. We want to hear what you want to get rid of and why.
Yeah, bring it on. I want to hear this. I cannot wait.
Stay close. We'll be right back. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin across the Civic Media Radio Network.
I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights day out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You gotta fast. Is it fast enough so you can fly away? You gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Israel has agreed to a four-day ceasefire deal for the release of some of the hostages held by Hamas. BBC correspondent Orla Guerin is in Tel Aviv.
The numbers that are being discussed are 50. Now, we have been told by Israeli officials that if the initial agreement works, and that would involve a truce of 4 days during which these 50 hostages would be released. If that works, possibly the truce could be extended for another 3 days to allow for the release of a further 30 hostages.
Well, whether you're heading to the airport for a flight or hitting the road, more than 55 million people are expected to travel somewhere for the holiday. AAA's Tiffany Stanley.
So definitely higher volumes from last year. You can expect, no matter how you're traveling, that there's going to be congestion.
Airports are busy, but she says the majority of travelers will be driving to their destination. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court heard arguments Tuesday in a lawsuit challenging the state's legislative maps. Marquette University's John Johnson says the court will decide if so-called islands outside district borders are constitutional.
So they proposed a map that kept municipalities in a single district, even when the municipality was composed of pieces that didn't all touch each other.
Johnson spoke with the Wisconsin Eye Public Affairs Network. Conservation groups are asking Governor Evers to block a proposed land exchange to build a new private golf course along Lake Michigan. Under the plan, the state would trade around 7 acres of the Black River Forest for about 9 acres of Kohler Company property. The groups say that the deal would set a bad precedent for public land use. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
What really prompted me to call is how respectful and willing to listen you are. We are human beings. People have their beliefs for a whole lot of reasons, some of them rational, maybe some of them not.
Well, thank you so much. Really appreciate the call, Stephanie. Look, we just need to listen to each other. Doesn't mean we always have to agree. I'm not going to give in on what facts are, but we do have to listen to one another if we want to try to get this country back on track.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. 30 overnight, under cloudy skies, winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Highs around 42 tomorrow, lots of sunshine. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 29. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 32 degrees.
Be a part of the resistance. Check out the Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK, and on the Civic Media app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic...
The Shaw, WAUK. Be a part of the resistance. Check out the Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK, and on the Civic Media app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
UK.
Cheater, cheater, where'd you meet her down?
Good morning. Welcome to Ask Coast, Wisconsin. Jane Matinair in for Kristen Bry. Greg Bach with me in studio. Calvin is on the board. You can always check in at 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Thank you, Greg Bach. You can call and or text. And if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitter, you can leave a comment there as well.
And you can see our faces.
Whether or not that's a good thing, I will leave that up to you.
Look at this face. No one wants this face.
We talked about this a couple of weeks ago, and then I saw this wonderful op-ed in the Cap Times. Dave Zweifel is in editor emeritus. And the title of the piece says, in today's GOP, enabling tax cheats takes precedence over national security. Dave is joining us now. Good morning, sir. Thank you so much for joining As Goes Wisconsin.
Hi. Good morning.
So, Dave, tell us about your op-ed piece about this outcry over the funding of the IRS so that they can go after wealthy people who weren't paying their taxes.
Well, there's been, as you undoubtedly know, it's been ever since the Inflation Reduction Act was passed, and including $79 billion over the next 10 years for the IRS, the Republicans in Congress have been trying to get rid of that, contending that they're going to be hiring 89,000 agents to come descending on your home and checking your taxes and whether you're making $50,000 a year or $10 million a year, they'll be coming after you. They're weaponizing the IRS. And nothing could be further from the truth, but nevertheless, it's become one of those, conspiracy theories that's got legs. And at every opportunity, congressional Republicans, especially in the House, are trying to get rid of this extra money for the IRS. And they're using the tactics that I wrote about just this last week was the one where Johnson, the House Speaker, tried to tie the Ukrainian aid for Ukraine to the IRS allotment that was in the Inflation Reduction Act, and the pity of it all, as I point out in the column, is that, in other words, it's more important to get rid of, to make sure the IRS has no teeth whatsoever, than it is to spend money on national security. And that's a pretty bad trade-off, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, and Dave, nobody likes paying taxes. I don't like paying taxes. I don't think anybody goes, oh, yay, my taxes are due, goody. But we do it because we want roads and we want, I don't know, fire services and we would like police departments.
And we don't want to go to jail.
And we don't want to go to jail. And they actually collected almost, what was it, $1.78 billion from very wealthy people who had not been paying their taxes. And so that is revenue that is coming into the federal government that is due to them.
Yes. Yep.
Right.
And as I point out in the column, you know, if the extremely wealthy in this country paid the taxes, even the same percentage of taxes that you and I pay, we could take a big chunk out of the federal deficit and even fund childcare, as we had done again under the emergency spending during the pandemic, but it's more important for these guys to avoid paying taxes than it is to contributing to society, which I think is just horrible, and what we're seeing is. You know, Bernie Sanders, in his book, It's Okay to Be Angry About Capitalism, talked about this at length in one of the chapters and how that 0.1% of the upper wage earners in this country, how they escape taxes by by hiring, clever lawyers who completely outmaneuver the much underfunded IRS today, and consequently get away with paying no taxes at all in several cases. So it needs to be addressed, and it's about time that the burden, the tax burden, be taken off the backs of the ordinary taxpayer. And the very wealthy in this country pays their fair share.
If you're just joining us, Dave Zweifel is editor emeritus of the Capital Times. You can find him at captimes.com. I highly encourage you to check it out on a daily basis and see what Dave is writing about and the other things that they have at the Cap Times, talking about funding for the IRS and the pushback by some who don't want to see that happen. I sometimes think, Dave, that people are confused because with these really, really complicated tax returns, you need more bodies if you're dealing with a large corporation or a very, very wealthy individual. It's not just like, here's Fran, the IRS agent, and she can handle all of this. I would imagine it's an extensive undertaking.
Right. Yeah. And one of the... That $79 billion that's in the Inflation Reduction Act that's going to the IRS over, and that's spread out over the next 10 years, is actually would bring the IRS back to the level it was 10 years ago. In the last 10 years, the IRS's funding has been severely cut, and the number of employees has been cut, and consequently, there aren't enough tax support staff to help taxpayers. So you can't get through because the lines are so busy at tax time, and they just don't have employees. And I'm not here saying the IRS is just this wonderful guilt-free body. It isn't. Nevertheless, it needs to have the tools to make sure that people who owe taxes pay those taxes, because those that get by without doing it are putting an extra burden on all of us, whether it's through the debt or what. And consequently, it's just not fair. And that's why I encourage people to take a look at Bernie Sanders' book on it. That really goes, lays this out for the absurdity that it is. And it's, it's just something that needs to be changed and fixed. And I think that this money that's currently in the budget that the Republicans keep trying to pull out, just like they tried to kill Obamacare for, month after month, ever since it had become law, it just needs to be protected.
You know, one of the things, Dave, we've talked about on the show before is the sense that, the Democrats are not great at messaging their victories. To me, this is something that should be in President Biden's next State of the Union address. Is it worth talking about, or is it something that, the GOP leaders up in D.C. did such a good job of weaponizing the phrase, 87,000 new IRS agents? Is there a way to spin this? Right. So you're like, you guys said this was terrible. Here's what we did. I'm going to tell the American public on national television, because this is a huge, huge victory.
Right. Yeah, I absolutely think that they should trumpet that and explain, what it is. And, first of all, and of course, fighting this are the online tax services like TurboTax.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sure.
And they don't want it, the tax structure to be made any easier, and they don't want the IRS to be in a position to help taxpayers fill out their forms and things like that, because they want to do it because they make money off of it. Mm-hmm. And I guess the amount of I think the New York Times had a piece maybe a month or so ago, which talked about the incredible amount of lobbying that's going on. On behalf of the tax preparers in this country, and the amount of money that's being spent to try to convince congressmen they need to repeal this. So it's I mean, it's there's a lot of you know, skin in this game, and it's not on the side of we taxpayers.
Boy, that's sure, Dave.
Yeah,
in your opinion piece in the Cap Times, you cite ProPublica's findings. Trump's massive 2017 tax cut sent $1 billion in tax paying savings in 1 year to 82 households. To only 82 households. That is mind-blowing.
Yeah, it really is mind-blowing. And you know, the like I said, you know, the people who figure these things out, the tax people and the budget people and that, it's, you know, the amount of taxes from the billionaires in this country could just you know, make a huge difference in easing the budget problems that we currently have. That and people need to know that, and people need to rise up and say, hey, we need this changed, and that's the only way. The Democrats, as you point out, need to trumpet this as often and as they can.
Yep. Absolutely, get the word out there. And as you mentioned too, Dave, and I just experienced this myself, we had a recent death in our family. There have been some tax issues. I was on the line with the IRS on Monday for 90 minutes.
Wow.
She would say, I'm sorry, I have to put you on hold. I have to research this for you. Then she would come back. I would ask another question. Now I have to research that question, back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And finally, after 90 minutes, she said, you really need to set up an appointment.
Oh, my gosh.
And so she switched me to the appointment line, which was another automated line that said it would get back to me and never did. And if we had more IRS agents, when you call in, we can't be the only family that experiences things like this.
And also, you know, don't forget that the technology the IRS has is completely out of date. And a lot of this money, the $79 billion that they keep claiming is going to hire 79,000 tax auditors, a lot of that money is going to go to upgrade the technology, which is going to help in a situation like you're talking about. Because right now, the IRS is completely underfunded, doesn't have enough bodies, and it doesn't have the technology that it needs to operate in this modern world that we live in.
One could almost speculate that it is by design, trying to kill the IRS's ability to collect taxes.
It is. Absolutely. It is by design. I mean, a weakened IRS is exactly what the ultra wealthy in a country want, and because the big corporations, they spend tens of thousands of dollars hiring very clever and smart lawyers to figure out ways that they to flummox the IRS and wind up saving their clients billions of dollars, and it's you know, the pity of it is that they could be spending all that money that they could be paying taxes instead of spending all that money on high priced lawyers and I guess it pays. It obviously pays a lot.
Absolutely. And congratulations for introducing the word flummox to As Goes Wisconsin. I don't think we've ever used flummox before. It's a good word. Dave, do you have time to stick around? Dave?
Hello?
Yes. Do you have time to stick around?
I have to go to doing a meeting here in about 10 minutes or so.
Well, we'll let you go before then. Stay with us. We're kicking around taxes, the IRS, and whether or not funding the IRS is a good or a bad thing. You can check in at 844-967-2789. Stay close. This is As Goes Wisconsin across the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the Shaw, WAUK, the Devil's Advocates radio show.
I'm not even clear from conflicting headlines whether or not Robin Voss has the cojones to
to move forward with impeachment against Meghan Mullen. Why would he do such a thing? You know, just a couple of weeks after he said he wasn't going to do such a thing. Well, he's been threatened, huh? By what? A group headed by his primary opponent, Adam Steed.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Let's talk about the debate over stadium renovations at American Family Field, what the team's going to kick in, what they're willing to kick in, what state legislators are willing to approve. There have been some more adjustments to the bill, and I'll admit I haven't talked much about it because I feel like everything's all still rather fluid.
I think fluid is the right word, Pat. You're a man of words. Way to go. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matner in for Kristen Bry. Calvin's on the board. Greg with me in studio. You can check in to call or text at 844-967-2789, 844-96.
Party.
Dave Zweifel, who is editor emeritus for the Capital Times, is our guest talking about his op-ed from November 15th about efforts to defund the IRS and who does that work for. And again, Dave, just to reiterate, it certainly doesn't work for the average American taxpayer.
No, it certainly doesn't. And most the average American taxpayer, of course, doesn't really have much choice in finding ways to not pay taxes. First of all, most people are on payroll deduction, and their taxes actually go out before you even get your check. And at the end of the year, if you're lucky, you got a refund coming because you maybe had some deductions, and sometimes you owe money. But the opportunities for you to cheat, if you indeed wanted to, are pretty slim, which is not the case, of course, for the very wealthy. I think people have to wake up to the fact that. Our tax system is unfairly administered, and because we are not putting enough effort into making sure that the people with the wherewithal are paying the taxes, that the guy who works on the assembly line down at the Chrysler plant in Belvedere, which is going to be opening again, they need to pay the same taxes that these guys do.
Is it correct to say, Dave, I had a discussion last year with a relative about this, and he was talking about how great things were in the 1950s. But in the 1950s, the tax rate on the upper 10% was something like 92%, wasn't it?
It was, yes. 92% during the Eisenhower and Kennedy years. It was after that when that upper bracket was lowered, and there's a lot of economists will point out that not only did the 92% upper tax rate, which of course kicks in after about $500,000 or something like that, it isn't like it's 92% from zero to whatever it is you're getting.
Right.
But at any rate, that 92% helped convince corporate leaders that they didn't need to have all these incredible salaries and bonuses because if you were going to, If the CEO of General Electric or GM or whatever was going to get a $5 million bonus, he'd have to pay most of that in federal taxes. So consequently, the CEOs took less money, and the workers got more money.
Whoa, and, that's amazing.
What a novel concept.
Yeah, and it worked that way, and that's why the wealth gap was not as nearly as wide back in those days, in the 50s and 60s, than it is today. Because now, you know, the average CEO makes, 360 times what his average worker makes. Yeah, back then, the average CEO made, more like maybe 40, 50 times what his actual worker made.
And if I'm not mistaken, go on, Dave.
And the tax, tax structure helped make that a reality, contributed to that. And it's people forget, the advantages that not only that, there was money coming in to pay the bills. So.
Well, even in your op-ed, you point out, Warren Buffett, who is a billionaire, he said this a number of years ago, that his secretary pays a higher percentage of her salary in taxes than he does.
Right.
And that just seems, I don't know, wrong.
His billionaire like Warren Buffett realizes the unfairness of it all. It's just that to me at least it smacks so much of greed that I guess it's like the baseball player who's making $160 million and holds out for 165. I don't know what the heck you do with that extra $5 million.
It's tough, Dave. You got to stretch.
Sometimes.
You got to scrimp. You got to stretch. It's budgeting. You have to do the envelope thing where you just allot so much money, I think.
But sometimes you want some extra cheese on your Whopper, so,
Well, if only we could all afford to, I don't know, set up LLCs and corporations in the Caribbean and, hire a lot of tax professionals to help us hide things. That would level the playing field a little bit.
I could literally hide hundreds of dollars a year.
hundreds and hundreds of dollars a year.
I'm a hundredaire, folks.
So, David, what do you think? What should people do? Should they just call their representatives and say, funding the IRS is not a bad thing?
Yes, I think they should. I think they should write their congressman or attend a meeting when they hold them and point out that let's make this tax system fair once again, and let the politicians know that you're aware of what's going on.
We have one text I want to share with you before we cut you loose from the 541. Fortunately, the House GOP understand that the House and Senate members are overpaid and are willing to cut their own salaries to $1 per year to help reduce the debt and the gap caused by the smaller IRS staff. That was sarcasm. Hashtag sarcasm. Dave Zweifel is the editor emeritus of the Capital Times. Really appreciate your time, Dave. Thank you so very much.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Have a great day.
Take care.
Coming up, Pranko. If you're looking for some unique Christmas gifts this year, you're not going to find anything else like this. I hope you'll stay close. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
There's a new attitude surrounding Carroll University basketball this year as Taylor Jansen leads the men through his first full season as head coach.
The Pioneers are celebrating all the wins, and you can catch all the action of every home game right here. Don't miss a moment as Don Brown takes you from tip-off through all the game excitement on the Shaw, WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.